You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
In disclosing its donors, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Foundation's acting chief executive, Maura Pally, says a voluntary external review found government grants and donations were mistakenly combined. She said the Foundation would remedy any errors and total revenue was accurately reported. Since announcing her run for president, Hillary Clinton has sought to dismiss questions about financial support of her family charity and allegations of undue influence. Maura Pally says mistakes were made and steps are being taken to make sure this doesn't happen again. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House and Senate negotiators are sealing an agreement on a budget blueprint that would enable Republicans to target the Affordable Care Act while delivering an almost $40 billion budget boost to the Pentagon. The emerging plan drops a House proposal to overhaul the Medicare program, and it eliminates the option of using a budget bill to target food stamps and Pell Grants. But the plan relies on cuts to domestic agency budgets and safety net programs for the poor to promise a balanced budget by 2024. It will likely be ratified by votes this week. Coast Guard officials say they're continuing to search for any survivors after a powerful weekend storm capsized several sailboats in a regatta near Mobile Bay in Alabama. Authorities say two bodies have been found in the water. They are searching for five people believed missing after the Saturday storm. For more news, go to USAHeadlineNews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 58 degrees. This afternoon, we're looking at a 20% slight chance of showers with a high of 60. Tonight, a 20% slight chance of showers again with a low of 44. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 68. Stay tuned for the Medical Center on the Air, except it's going to be Jack McDade and me. We'll be right back after this.
This moment when you're standing before me with tears in your eyes, trying to tell me that you have found you another, you just don't love me no more. You think I would say at this moment when I'm faced with the knowledge that you
I would curse you or say things to hurt you, 'cause you just don't love me no more. Did you think I could hate you or raise my hands to you? Now come on, you know me too well. You know I've never hurt you. What do you think I would give at this moment? If you'd stay, I'd subtract 20 years from my life. I'd fall down on my knees, kiss the ground that you walk on, if I could just hold you again. Kiss the ground that you walk on, baby, if I could just hold you. If I could just hold you. If I could just hold you, oh.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G. Normally, this is the medical center on the air, but the nurse that was supposed to come had to cancel today. So I've got the doc here. I've got Jack McDade. Jack McDade, who was Dick Clark's first guest on Dick Clark's first American Bandstand.
That's correct, sir. The doctor is in.
Yep, he's here.
I'll scrub up. I'm going in.
And Jack's pretty busy. He's constantly performing.
No, they don't want me to. I keep performing.
Yeah,
he just get me off the stage.
If you know him, he just shows up at your house and
that's
performs.
It, yeah, the light goes on. I do 10 minutes here. Yeah. Put you on the mic. I stand up about 2 minutes.
Anyway, it's good to see you, Jack.
It's good to be here. It's good to be seeing. Yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah,
I feel the same way.
Yeah, we just saw the boss out there.
We just
what's
saw
left of him is not so much weight. They're going to mark him absent. Chris Phelan.
Mr. Chris Phelan is just talking with us.
He looks good, yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's losing weight.
He lost what's equivalent to a small boy, 75 pounds.
Yeah. He's just losing weight, and that's good because this is the Medical Center Hour. And
we should be clinical about this.
And you know, you survive much better if you've lost weight. And
And
you got more strength, you got more energy, and it's also better on your heart and all that other
stuff. It's vital science.
I know that for a fact. I've talked about it many times with the medical center. Anyway, Jack, what's up with you? Because I know you're not operating. Well,
I'm operating in nightclubs and things.
Yeah.
You know, what's up with me is it's the anniversary this year of Frank Sinatra's 100th birth date.
Hmm.
The December 12th, 1915.
Okay.
And in honor of that, you'll see the HBO specials, 100 Years of Sinatra.
Yep.
Fantastic shows. And I was recording a whole potpourri of songs, and it was going to be called, several albums called, some songs I sang along the way that I never recorded.
Okay.
And I realized with Sinatra's 100th birthday, I should do something special, and I did. It was like creating an album along with Rick Charlin, who does marvelous work as a recording engineer. And
plays the piano.
Plays the piano, plays the drums, swoops out the place, everything.
Yeah.
And we came up with a 100 Years of Sinatra album. And the whole concept in my mind is it's not an impersonation of Sinatra at all. The songs are Cole Porter, Gershwin, that kind of thing, but they're Sinatra-esque, you know.
Okay.
And you'll hear when you hear some of the tracks. We're really pleased with them, but what the heck do we know?
We've got the album here. It's not even out yet.
That's right. No, it's not released yet, but I did get the publishing rights, so okay.
Okay.
And if you want to play track one, it's only a minute and 27 seconds, so it won't hurt the people too badly.
Okay, we're going to play it right now.
It's a Cole Porter song. And,
okay. Let me ask you this. You got Summer Wind on here?
It's not there, because all those highly recognizable songs like My Way, New York, New York, I did not do those.
Okay.
Because I thought that was too obvious.
I can understand.
Too obvious.
But you know, I love Summer
Wind. I love Summer Wind, yeah.
Anyway, what is this song?
This is called You Do Something to Me.
Oh, I know the song.
Rumble. No.
Yeah. Okay, this is Jack McDade doing You Do Something to Me.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well. 'Cause you do something to me that nobody else can do. You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Hey, tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well. You do something to me that nobody else can do. You do.
Okay, I got a break for some commercials. And we'll be right back with Jack McDade.
Let Stowaway Self Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we're back. That was Jack doing You Do Something For Me.
You Do Something To Me by Claude Porter, a little-known writer.
Yeah, I never heard of the guy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll make it one of these days.
Yeah, it's too late. Depends about it after, posthumously, you know. Anyway, that's Sinatra-esque music.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Frank actually ever recorded that song.
Yeah, but you know, you could see Frank singing it and
snapping
his fingers.
That's the whole concept, yeah.
Yeah, you could see him kind of singing it, snapping his fingers with a sweater on and being very casual. Yeah. Yeah,
The greatest singer of the 20th century, Francis Albert Sinatra.
I would guess so, yeah.
Yeah, he was almost by acclaim, yeah.
And he was what, originally from Hoboken?
Hoboken,
yeah.
Monroe Street, yeah, Hoboken, New Jersey.
And when he was young, he was that skinny little kid.
Yeah.
I think he got better looking as he got older.
He had to, yeah.
Yeah, well, he couldn't get worse looking, let's put it that way. But no, he's an interesting character, an interesting guy.
Yeah. And they said an HBO special really pulls it all together.
I'll have to check
it out.
It's
different from all the things you've heard, because, you know, it's like ad nauseum with Sinatra information.
Sure.
But the way they did this was interesting, because they transferred from one little vignette to the next with music carrying it through. That was a transitional phrasing. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's another Claude Porter one.
Which number is it?
Yeah, number dose, 2.
Oh, okay.
I go 1, 2. I don't go out of sequence, you know.
Okay, I've got it set up. So you wanna?
It's just a song called "At Long Last Love."
Oh, I know this song.
Alan Sinatra did this one. Yeah.
I know this song.
He may not have done it this way. He may have done it a heck of a lot better.
Well, there's Jack McDade doing "At Long Last Love."
Thank you. Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or is it merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time, or is it simply a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long last love? Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or is it merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time, or is it simply a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long?
Let me ask you a question, Jack. Did you ever see the movie Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
Yes, in fact, my nephew played piano in it. He was in that movie. He's the piano player.
Oh, that's your nephew?
Yeah, that's my
the
nephew.
The guy that played Joe Odom.
Joe Odom, yeah.
Well,
tell me, ask me his name real quick.
I don't remember what his name is.
Oh, I think I'm trying to remember what the hell it is, too.
Yeah, I have that.
Well, you can't say hell or damn on this station, can you?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, wait a minute.
The reason I asked that is because Clint Eastwood's daughter's in that movie.
Oh, wow.
And she's the blonde that sings.
Yeah.
And she was doing a couple of Torch songs.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was pretty good. Well, Eastwood directed that movie.
Yes, he did, yeah.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. It's really a cult kind of movie.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw it recently again. I just watched it again because I just like it.
Yeah.
There's something about it. But so that's your nephew that played
That's my
Joe
nephew.
Odom?
You're going to ask me his name again. And then he played, on Broadway, he played Buddy Holly.
Oh, really?
And that's the show on Broadway where they...
But, you know, he's got quite a presence.
Yeah, they jump up and down and stay in the aisles. And he's performing on the stage. Everybody got into the rock music.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. His name is, oh, my gosh.
I don't remember.
What it's a short last name. Anyway, I'll come up with it.
Yeah.
Play it backwards here.
He's got quite a presence.
Yes.
He's got quite a presence, and when he played piano a couple of times,
yeah,
he was really pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
Excellent.
That was your nephew.
He's a great musician. He's a good kid. And he's from my mother's side of the family, the Guyon side. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, not the McDade side.
Not the McDades.
McDades were the black sheep.
Yeah, the McDades.
The Guyons were the musicians.
Well, that's kind of like my family. My mother's side of the family were all musicians.
Yeah.
They all, I don't know why I became an artist because I have no musical talent at all.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's my son who says he inherited from his father. He's an artist and he's also a musician, but he's Korean. He's not related to me at all.
That's close.
Yeah.
Just has a different slant, but it's very close.
Yeah.
Watch it.
But I'll tell you
the
what.
Family station.
He plays guitar. He plays harmonica.
Yeah.
He plays trombone. A ukulele. He bought a ukulele the other day.
Wow.
He's playing ukulele. He just picks the stuff up and starts playing. Plays piano.
He picks up a piano and plays it?
Yeah, picks it right up.
That kid is not only a good musician, he's strong.
He's
Come
strong.
On.
That's all that. That's,
Work with me here, Richard.
That's all that karate. That's all that karate.
Talented guy, yeah?
Yeah, he plays almost anything. I think he has a guitar in every room of our house.
Wow.
So if he walks into that room, you hear him you know, playing.
So he goes from room to room, but he never frets about it.
Yeah, never frets at all.
Get out.
Yes.
I'm still trying to think of my nephew's name. It's a real short last name.
I could look it up on
the
internet.
Stage name, yeah.
I could look it up when we go to the news.
Okay.
I could look it up. But I didn't realize that was
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Good yeah. movie. A really good movie. If you've never seen it, yeah. check it out. It
takes place in Savannah, Georgia.
That's right.
The Deep South. There's a strange town.
A really unique town.
Have you been?
I've never been, but I want to go.
Been there several times, yeah.
Yeah, really unique town.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd like to go there sometime. But that's funny because I mentioned it because I liked Allison Eastwood, and she sings some of the end yeah. songs and some stuff, but she does kind of more of a torch kind of music.
You know who's from Savannah, Georgia? Johnny Mercer.
That's right, and they talk about that in the
yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
Johnny
yeah.
Mercer was, that was his hangout. But, and Johnny Mercer, if the people don't know, wrote some of the best songs ever.
Of all time, yeah. Laura, songs like that.
Yep. Yeah. He was.
Great songs.
He was top notch.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Started Capitol Records.
He was top notch.
Signed some guy by the name of Sinatra.
Yeah.
Never went anywhere.
That guy, yeah. Who knows? Who knows where that guy's... Well, then we know where that guy's going now.
This next song, you only have to ask who would say...
We got time for one more for the news, so...
Okay. You want the time on this? It's...
Well, no, that's okay.
Three minutes.
The next song is number three.
Number three. I only have to give the title.
Give the title.
I'm going to do... You'll know right away.
Oh, come on. You're not going to give the title?
Nah.
Okay.
You'll know right away.
Here we go.
You know who sang it?
I know who's singing it, but he also, Mr. Sinatra also
made it famous, yeah.
Okay.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow-minded if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes, even laugh while your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. Love is either in your heart or it's on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. If you're young at heart. If you're young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you'll have a head start if you are among the very young at home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The death toll continues to climb in Nepal, and humanitarian groups are heading there. USA's Russ Jones has more.
Dallas resident Aaron Watson served in Nepal as a Southern Baptist missionary for 3 years. Watson says, like many underdeveloped nations, structures in Nepal aren't built to withstand such a natural disaster.
What you have is a lot of really hastily constructed buildings.
Watson wishes he was in Nepal assisting those he served, because when an earthquake of this magnitude strikes,
it's hard for people to even find an open area to get out into to be safe.
The death toll from Saturday's earthquake has risen to more than 3,800 and expected to rise sharply. I'm Russ Jones.
Loretta Lynch has just been sworn in as Attorney General.
It seems like such an understatement to say that my heart is full. But it is.
Vice President Joe Biden presided over the ceremony. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Freddie Gray's funeral is being held today in Baltimore. The 25-year-old died after suffering an unexplained spinal injury during an arrest a few weeks ago. His stepfather, Richard Shipley, read a poem during the service.
I will always hold you in my heart. I promise you I will be missing you every day till the end of time.
Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings was there, and he said too many young people are dying in street violence.
I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. That's what I want. That's all I want. That's what Freddie wanted.
There have been multiple demonstrations in Baltimore in the past week. On Saturday, they became violent, forcing a lockdown of the stadium during an Orioles game. A series of tornadoes swept through North Texas overnight in the counties south of Fort Worth and Dallas. The storms knocked down trees and is hampering travel. There are no reported injuries or deaths. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my Dakota ring!
Oh well, it was weird anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Faith leaders are arguing for and against gay marriage at separate events in Washington, where the Supreme Court will hear arguments on the issue tomorrow. Joseph Kurtz, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, says children need a mother and father.
As Pope Francis has said, married life is such a beautiful thing, and we must protect it, protect the children.
But the Reverend Candy Holmes of Metropolitan Community Church claims some biblical figures may have had gay relationships.
Jonathan was the love of David's life. Centuries of homophobic biblical interpretations have kept him in the closet.
The High Court must decide on two questions, whether same-sex couples can marry and whether states must recognize same-sex marriages performed elsewhere. Lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Zhohar Tsarnaev are trying to show that his older brother was more radicalized and more responsible for the attack. At the penalty phase of the trial today, they called a Muslim clergyman who testified that Tamerlan Tsarnaev had become angry during a service when the clergyman compared Martin Luther King to the Prophet Muhammad. He said the older Tsarnaev brother interrupted the service and called the clergyman a hypocrite. The government is lowering the recommended level of fluoride in drinking water for the first time in 50 years. Health officials say some people are getting too much fluoride now because it's added to other products. It can cause splotches on teeth. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 58 degrees. Late afternoon today, we're talking about a 20% slight chance of showers with a high of 60. Tonight, another 20% slight chance of showers with a low of 44. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 68. Now, they're talking about Wednesday being sunny and a high of 71. And I know I saw the weather this morning and they're talking about the weekend being in the 70s. But don't count on it because the weather changes constantly. And this is Richard G. This is normally the medical center on the air, but I've got Dr. McDade in here. And we're talking about a new CD that he's just, it's not even out yet. Is it going to be called 100 Years of Sinatra?
Jack McDade celebrates 100 Years of Sinatra.
Okay. And we've been listening to a few of the songs. And I'm going to tell you, Jack, you sound like Frank.
You know, I didn't set out to do that.
No?
I want to be Sinatra-esque, you know, just a flavor of it.
Well, you don't have to worry about Frank coming after you.
We could dig him up for the occasion. I was not the guy anyway.
Yeah. But, you know, it's interesting because he was quite the character.
Absolutely.
He really was. And he did a lot in his life besides being a singer. He was an actor.
Yes.
And he made a lot of good movies. Some movies that...
not so good.
Yeah, but he made a lot of good movies and he was quite the performer.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was the greatest singer in the 20th century. Yeah.
Now, that surprises me because I would think some people might say Elvis was.
Oh, damn right they would.
Yeah. Some people.
This is like a consensus of all ages.
But Elvis didn't have the longevity that Sinatra had.
Yeah.
Elvis.
But he certainly had the fans. He had the success and all of that.
And you know what, Jack? I think Elvis came around at just the right time.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
The landing of the.
If it had been earlier or later, it probably wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
But he came around at just the right time. And maybe you could say that about Frank, too. I don't know.
You know, it's exciting here during the show. We finally remember the name of my nephew.
Yes.
Who played in...
Midnight at the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah, Midnight at the Garden of Good and Evil. Filmed in Savannah, Georgia. Paul Hipp.
Played
the bartender, musician.
He played Joe Odom.
Piano player, yeah.
Joe Odom was the character's name. He was a piano player. And he was... If you watch the movie, he's got quite a character on the air, on screen presence.
Yes.
You kind of want to hang out with him.
He's a real guy.
Yeah, you want to just, you know, just thinking, boy, this guy would be fun to be with.
Yeah. We're having a Buddy Holly on Broadway. We said that already.
Well, that's interesting, too. That's interesting.
What really made him famous is my cousin. That's what made him famous.
Is that what's doing?
Yeah.
That's how he got the job?
Exactly how, because I'm a minor celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of miner? Coal?
Iron
ore. I thought you were going to say you were a 49er.
I was a 49er. I actually had 49 Shades of Grey. I didn't make it to movie 50. My hair didn't have make a little bit more gray. One more.
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, that's my problem. I lost that stuff on top.
Yeah. You lost that love and feeling. Anyhow, yeah, this album will be out in some month or so, and it'll be available on iTunes.
Okay.
And on, what's that about site? On a site.
Oh, CD, what?
CD Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, CD Baby. But you have to be a child to purchase it.
Okay.
CD Baby, yeah. Well, we're talking slang, like, hey, give me that CD, baby. Yeah.
Yo.
Come over here, yo. Hey, Adrian! See, we people from Philadelphia, we talk in a vernacular. That's what happens.
I had a guy called in the movie show, and he sounded just like Stallone.
Did he really?
Yeah, and he was doing that. Adrian!
Adrian!
Well, I had a guy one night.
I was over there, but I couldn't find him over there. Yo.
I had a guy one night down at WDVR. I played a Sinatra, not Sinatra, Jimmy Durante song.
Yeah.
And when it was over, I said, you know, there's something about Durante. He was strange looking. He really couldn't sing, but there was something about him. Whenever he performed, you had to watch him.
Oh, he was dynamite.
Yeah, he was just the way he did it and all that kind of stuff. He was terrific. A guy calls in and sounded just like Durante. Yeah. And started, hey, you talking about me? And goes into this whole thing.
Hink.
But I was, there's something about Durante that he was liked.
Well, you know, when he sang those songs, he phrased them beautifully. Phrasing was, like, it was an actor, so he knew how to phrase.
Yeah. You know. No, I think he was, whenever I'd see him in a movie or anything, I always had to stop and watch him because there was something about him.
And when he sang, his recordings were great. I mean, the clarity and the rhythms and those things.
No, he was.
The songs lived.
He was quite the character.
Speaking of characters.
Yeah.
Now, this is another song that you would identify this with Sinatra. But this is a tune that was turned down by every singer in America except one, Sinatra.
And we talk at number four here?
It's at number four, Guaco.
Okay.
For our Spanish show.
So you want to give the title or you want me to just play it?
As soon as you turn it on, you know what the title is.
Okay, here we go. And this is Jack McDade.
Oh. 100 years of Sinatra.
My finger hit the wrong button. Hold on.
Well, you might be in a better song.
No, that's what happens when you're old, Jack.
I never got old.
I know.
I was my life and after death.
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top soon. I mean, that's life, and as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. I won't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, born and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life, and I can't deny it. I thought I couldn't, baby, but this old heart won't bite. And if there's nothing shaking come this year in July, I'll jump on a big bird and I'll fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, born and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my, I can't sing that, I pick myself up because I got too much class. That's life.
That's life.
That's life.
life and I can't deny it. I thought it would be over, but his whole heart won't buy. And if there's nothing shaking come this year in July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G. This is normally the medical center on the air, but they had to cancel, and so I contacted my friend Jack McDade, who was very busy but took some time out of his schedule to come by.
No. There's not no correlation between the normal time program and me. I'm in the abnormal sphere of things.
And Jack is out. Actually, we have a copy of his newest CD, which is, say the title again.
100 Years of Sinatra.
Well, I think your name's in that title.
Jack McDade celebrates 100 years of Sinatra. And we don't try to do a Sinatra approach, as I said earlier. It's just Sinatra-esque kind of.
But you sound a lot like Sinatra.
Yeah, Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah, Nancy. No.
Frank. His boots were made for walking.
I think that's the one-hit wonder.
It was a one-hit wonder. Oh, she had a thing with Lee Hazelwood.
Oh, that's right.
We got married in a fever.
Yeah, that's right.
Hot pepper sprout.
She did. She did do it.
Went back to Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah.
She did do that song. I forgot about that.
Went back to Jackson.
But that was quite a few years ago.
Yes, everything was quite a few years ago when you think of it. Well, we're just talking about birthdays, and Richard doesn't even qualify.
No.
He's a junior with his number.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm getting close to real serious numbers of my age now. You know. I'm running out of room in numerals. I've got to go get C's and X's and things like that.
Your driver's license is number one, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Spanish.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Well, what song do we got next? Do we have next?
Here's what we got.
Okay.
We got a song came over from Europe by Bert Kempert, a big Sinatra hit back in the late 60s.
Okay.
As soon as you hear it, you'll know what it is. We want to tell you what it is.
Okay, here we go.
This is a bright audience.
Yep. They're right on top of things.
I know. So am I, right on top of the desk here.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through. Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night.
Anyway, that was Strangers in the Night, and that was done by, guess who? Jack McDade.
Jack McDade, doing 100 years of Sinatra. We were in Paris when Frank died, my wife and I.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on a Sinatra trip for my company, and staying in an airport hotel.
Oh.
Because we had points there from Hilton.
Uh-huh, okay.
And we were there for so many days, and nobody ever stays that many days in an airport hotel, so the manager sent us this big basket of cheese and wine, and we were out that night. We got in and flipped on the telly, and there was a news that Frank Sinatra had died, May the 14th, 1998. There's two people sitting there crying their eyes out, drinking that wine, eating that cheese.
Now, let me ask you this. We got like 2 minutes. Did you ever meet Frank?
Yes. Yes, I did. I had a project with him, but the A&R man at Capitol died, Manny Sachs.
Yeah.
And that's where Frank was married, at his home in Germantown, a section of Philadelphia, to Ava Gardner.
Okay.
And that my project died with Manny, and we never did it, but I met him, yeah, a couple of occasions, shook his hand and congratulated him on various things he was doing, you know. And a skinny old man at the time, much like myself.
Because I know you've met my favorite singer.
Anthony Benedetto.
You got it.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
They left my heart in Francisco.
I'll tell you what, we're down to a couple minutes. You got anything that we could play on our way out of here?
Sure. We'll give you something you can throw it right out.
Okay.
It's coming up.
Number six?
Yeah, we just play these things in order.
Okay. We're going to play this, and we're going to be heading out. The news will be coming up, and Georgine Trinkle will be here with Norwest Cap right after the news.
Oh, that's great.
So,
looking forward to it.
Okay, let's play this.
You're
thanks.
You're getting to be a habit with me.
Okay, thanks, Jack, for stopping by.
Thank you, Richard, for airing these things.
It's always
for me.
Good to see you.
Every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I cannot do without my supply. I need you for my own.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The death toll continues to climb in Nepal, and humanitarian groups are heading there. USA's Russ Jones has more.
Dallas resident Aaron Watson served in Nepal as a Southern Baptist missionary for 3 years. Watson says, like many underdeveloped nations, structures in Nepal aren't built to withstand such a natural disaster.
What you have is a lot of really hastily constructed buildings.
Watson wishes he was in Nepal assisting those he served, because when an earthquake of this magnitude strikes,
it's hard for people to even find an open area to get out into to be safe.
The death toll from Saturday's earthquake has risen to more than 3,800 and expected to rise sharply. I'm Russ Jones.
Loretta Lynch has just been sworn in as Attorney General.
It seems like such an understatement to say that my heart is full. But it is.
Vice President Joe Biden presided over the ceremony. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Freddie Gray's funeral is being held today in Baltimore. The 25-year-old died after suffering an unexplained spinal injury during an arrest a few weeks ago. His stepfather, Richard Shipley, read a poem during the service.
I will always hold you in my heart. I promise you I will be missing you every day till the end of time.
Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings was there, and he said too many young people are dying in street violence.
I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. That's what I want. That's all I want. That's what Freddie wanted.
There have been multiple demonstrations in Baltimore in the past week. On Saturday, they became violent, forcing a lockdown of the stadium during an Orioles game. A series of tornadoes swept through North Texas overnight in the counties south of Fort Worth and Dallas. The storms knocked down trees and is hampering travel. There are no reported injuries or deaths. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey!